This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Here in Wisconsin, we're coming up on picnic season, or so we'd like to imagine when the weather permits. So for this Food Friday, we decided to give a call to WPR's own Lori Skelton about her favorite picnic foods.
And as usual, Lori threw herself into the task at hand. She's been making delicious fare already, getting geared up for this segment on picnic food. And she's here today to share what she's learned about picnicking. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here on this topic, definitely.
So, Lori, what do you think is the perfect picnic food? What makes good picnic food?
Well, I tend to go for relatively simple things. I do a fair amount of picnic dinners in the summer because I spend a fair amount of time at APT. Mm-hmm. And there are some weekends that I go to more than one play, and there isn't a lot of time to put together anything elaborate. So, I mean, you start off with the basics, a loaf of good bread, a couple of hunks of really good cheese. I think we can find some of that in Wisconsin. Some delicious meat, the best fruit that's at the farmer's market. Just throw that in the basket along with a good bottle of wine and you're set. I guess for me, I look for picnic fare that is tasty, but doesn't require too much fussing once you get there, which is why the recipes that I wanted to talk about today ended up really sparking some interest in people thinking, oh, we can get a little more elaborate, but it doesn't have to be a full-out production number.
Before we get to the recipes, the gear. One of the samples you brought, you had a cutting board. It seemed vital. Bringing a cutting board to a picnic, I wouldn't always think of it, but it seems like a great idea.
And it's one of those things that you can leave in your vehicle. It really doesn't take up that much room. You may want to take the knife out of your vehicle in between times, but a cutting board, especially a sturdy plastic one, shouldn't be in the way at all.
Because I've been doing the dangerous cutting cheese in my hand, you know, it's risky.
Especially because you're never sure, even if you do have a picnic table, how steady that is. Mm. And if you've got a wobbly picnic table and you're trying to slice something on it, that could get dangerous.
Right. Well, let's get to the good stuff. Yeah. Let's talk about the recipes. And one that you brought in for everybody to try was from Cooks Illustrated, and it was called Spice Rubbed Picnic Chicken. Now, this is up on the Central Time Facebook page if you want to get cooking already. What is this recipe? How does it work?
When we were talking about doing this program, I asked a lot of people, so what's your favorite thing to take on a picnic? And a lot of people said, well, what's wrong with good old-fashioned fried chicken? There's nothing wrong with it, except that by the time you've fried your chicken and then transported it to your picnic site, it's going to be cold, and it's going to taste that cold, greasy, doesn't always translate well into a picnic. So this was a recipe that was sent to me earlier in the year. Somebody suggested we may want to try this. It's a great chicken that has elements of barbecue sauce in it, except it's not sticky. And we specifically tried this recipe, served it at room temperature. The chicken didn't taste fatty or flabby. It had great flavor on the skin and on the meat as well. And so it's a combination of salt and spices and brown sugar. And that's what's going to give you that feel of a barbecue sauce without the drip, drip, drip all over the place.
It had a little zing to it. What kind of spices were involved here?
There was chili powder. I used a medium heat of chili. Sweet paprika, black pepper, and cayenne.
So it's kind of like a barbecue sauce without the sauce.
Exactly.
Interesting, without the tomato sauce in it.
Exactly. And we had several people who tried it here on staff say that it needed more salt. Now, I admit...
Wrong. They are wrong. Ignore them.
The chili powder that I use doesn't have as much salt as some commercial blends, so you may have to play around with that. The other thing that was suggested, if you want smokier flavor rather than heat, skip the cayenne and use ground chipotle powder.
Ooh. I would like to try that, yeah. But I like the spice mix as it was. I don't like things too salty, so I was not wanting more salt on that.
What was delightful to me was that I had a lot of responses that started off, I'm normally a wimp about spices, but this was a great heat level. Mm-hmm. It didn't blow my lips off, but it still was interesting. And the way this particular setup works is you're using the spice rub as what is called a dry brine or a dry rub. You put this on the night before and then bake the chicken the next morning. So this will crisp up the skin by air drying it out, but it also allows that spice mixture to get on the meat. And I did hear from a lot of people, it it really permeated mm-hmm. all the way through down to the bone. We did chicken drumsticks for the staff here. And again, not requiring a lot of utensils. You just pick up a drumstick and eat, mm-hmm. and it's perfect.
Did you say regular paprika or smoked?
This was sweet paprika.
Because I'm a huge fan of smoked paprika, okay. and I bet that would be another way you could get at that little bit of smoky taste.
What you're going to get with smoked paprika, it's not going to taste as much like a smoky American barbecue sauce. It's going to taste more European. It's going to taste more old world. It sounds like a great idea, but again, you're
so
playing.
We can tinker here.
Absolutely.
Well, again, we've got a link to that spice-rubbed picnic chicken available at the Central Time Facebook page. Check it out. Make it. Let us know how it went at your next picnic. You brought another one, and I really like this. And I've been saying muffaletta. You've been saying muffaletta.
I've heard it both ways.
So it's the sandwich. It's from Italy via New Orleans.
Isn't it muffaletta?
Muffaletta.
Muffaletta. It's Sicilian, and it starts off with the bread, a Sicilian round-seeded bread that you slice in half and you hollow out so you can pack this thing full of ham and mortadella and salami and provolone. And some people use mozzarella. And what you need to do is have some sort of vegetable with a vinaigrette in it. The traditional sandwich has what they call olive salad, chopped olives with maybe carrots, maybe celery, maybe some cauliflower. A good giardiniera is a good example of what you might put on a muffaletta. And so you dry out your bread a little bit. If it's a day or two stale, that's perfect. And then you put on some of the vinaigrette, and you layer on your meats and cheeses, and you put on more of the vinaigrette, and you wrap it up. And this is where I think it makes a great thing for a picnic for a crowd. You wrap it up well, and it can sit in the refrigerator until you're absolutely ready to go. And then once you get to your picnic site, you unwrap it, and you've got this lovely sandwich with all of that great vinaigrette soaked into the bread.
And another thing you did that was kind of genius is that you hollowed out the bread so that it didn't sort of ooze out the side.
Exactly.
It was a very tidy little sandwich.
Yes, as we did find out that you can't slice a muffaletta too small. You need to have a fairly sizable hunk of sandwich in your hand. Otherwise, it can fall apart. But yes, having that hollow in the bread will hold everything. And the one I made for the staff, I cheated a little bit. Rather than use an olive salad, I mixed up some olive tapenade with vinaigrette and then just used jarred red peppers. I also added arugula, which technically is not the way the Sicilians would do it, but I liked having that green crunch.
Well, one of the things I liked about this is it's a sandwich. It's something you can really make however you want it. You can jazz up. I really liked the olive tapenade on that. I thought that was a great touch.
Okay, good.
What other reactions did you hear from the other folks here?
One person asked, so what's the difference between a muffaletta and a po' boy? Can't you take a po' boy on a picnic? Technically, if you're going to have a po' boy, those are served hot. And those are often served with mayonnaise. And I tend to stay away from things that have mayo when you're going on a picnic.
Mm.
But it seemed to, again, good heat level, and it seemed to go over really, really well with the staff.
I loved it. I have a huge sandwich crush on this. Seriously, I keep
really
thinking about, when can I make it? Is it warm enough to have a picnic? So
well,
I'm going to say everyone needs to try the sandwich.
Who's to say you can't have a picnic on a blanket in your living room?
Yeah,
well, Lori, briefly, we've got to wash these meals down. What kind of wine?
Well, there is one summer wine that goes perfectly with just about any picnic fare, and that's a dry rosé. Not White Zinfandel. That's going to be a little too sweet. But somebody sent to me their favorite thing for a picnic, which is a vegetable and cold noodle salad that's dressed with sesame oil, tamari, peanut butter, balsamic vinegar, honey, and chili sauce. And I knew it was going to be delicious, but I'd never tried anything with an Asian flavor and rosé. Tried it last night. It's amazing. So rosé goes with just about, I've had it with chicken. I've had it with burgers. I've had it with sausage. I've had it with cheese. Rosé in your picnic basket all the way.
Oh, sounds lovely. Well, anything else that we should toss in there? So we've got our muffaletta. We've got our spice rubbed chicken and our rosé.
A quick last tip to leave us with?
I would go to the farmer's market or your neighbor down the road, get the best fruit you can, and then do nothing with it. This fresh fruit is the absolute perfect way to end a picnic, in my opinion.
Fresh fruit for dessert. Great.
Absolutely.
Well, Lori, as always, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your culinary expertise.
My pleasure.
That was Lori Skelton, one of our in-house foodies here at WPR. Next week for Food Friday, speaking of beverages, an iconic spirit of America, bourbon.